You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rolling along on a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Chargers winning overtime last night against the Philadelphia Eagles, making those playoff hopes slimmer and slimmer and slimmer. Really sucks. But hey, it's okay. We still a chance. What is it, the Dumb and Dumber?
So you say there's a chance.
You better believe it. Somebody says we need to start a driving crooner group. Well, you got to drive fast so they don't get by. They got to get right by. They got to be perfectly next to it. They get perfectly next to me to see it. So I thought of this morning driving into work as we talk about Andy Reid and the season and where you want to put blame and who's, you know, who gets the majority of the piece of the
pie. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi. And I just do this because I go off of what Andy Reid tells us every single week, and he puts a lot of blame on himself. He puts a lot of kind of the weight on his shoulders, I will say. So I don't think that this conversation is out of pocket or anything like that. So, backstory of my life, right? I had a family that was, you know, lucky enough to have a house at Table Rock Lake, and my grandpa was a G out there, man. He did everything, right? Well, as a kid going there, you know, you'd always see, and I'm sure you guys have had this too, if you guys have known somebody who has a lake house of some sort. I know you hang out with, like, Tammy. They have people that take care of it, or they have somebody that owns it, obviously, like a dad or a grandfather. And when I was younger, my grandfather would always go down the hill, come up the hill, massive hill at Table Rock Lake. Shell Knob is where we lived. And he'd carry gas cans full, like 5-gallon gas cans, up the hill, down the hill, all the way up till he was, like, you know, in his mid-60s. Well, eventually, he doesn't need to do everything. You don't need to pack the cooler. You don't need to pack the gas. You don't need to do all this. Let us do it for you. And eventually you have to tell him, like, hey, it's no longer your job to do everything. And that's where this analogy fits with Andy Reid.
Did he let you do that?
Eventually. Because age eventually, you know, did that. And we'd say, you know, hey, Papa, like, you don't need to do it. I'll grab that. I'm 18 now. I can carry 2 gas tanks, or I can carry the noodles and the floats, and I can carry the cooler. You just go down there, sit down, enjoy what you built, and if we need something, we'll let you know, and you'll be the supervisor to kind of say, hey, the key to the locker is in the back left. It's behind this. Okay, cool. Nobody would know that because we had to go to you to figure that out. Andy Reid is the old man at the lake, right? For years, Andy Reid has gone up and down the hill, up and down the hill. He's done everything. He's had everything there. Maybe now it's time for Andy Reid to rely on, like the dad at the lake would rely on his son now, who's older and has a family, and he can tell his kids to get things ready. Sit in the lawn chair on the dock, enjoy the weather, enjoy the water, and at dinner time, pour yourself an old-fashioned, sit on the couch. We'll take care of it, Dad. I think that's where the Chiefs kind of need to move forward, and I think that's where Andy Reid needs to move forward. The biggest enigma in all of this is what you just said. Will Andy allow that?
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's where it all settles down for me, is that Mahomes will be 31 next year. I don't know if Travis Kelce comes back next year. Mahomes will now be in the league almost 10 years. And it's at the point where it's like, Andy, you can just sit back and reap the benefits of what you have built. You are not irrelevant to the system anymore. You are not someone who is going to, you know, not have any say or emphasis, but maybe it's okay to actually use an offensive coordinator. Maybe it's okay to use your quarterback's coach to talk to your quarterback. And I know that people will say, well, Andy doesn't sit on the bench anymore. Yeah, but he's still in that ear, and he's still calling the plays, and he's still in control of everything. And I don't think he necessarily has to, because for years people have seen how his system works, right? And he's let that be known that this is what happens, this is how we do things. And the example that I will give you that strikes true to me is, what was the best unit in the second half in that game on Sunday night?
Defense.
Who's in control of the defense?
Spags was.
Not Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Spags is in control of that unit. You know how those go in the locker room? Mm-hmm. They go to the side. Spags gets to the whiteboard. He tells them what we're going to do. And Spags has control of that. And it's one voice that they can get to and they can talk to. Whereas the offense, you've got guys like Nagy. You've got guys like Andy. You've got guys like the receivers coach that are all just waiting for Andy to say something, to come up with something. And maybe at times people see things differently, or they see something develop more clearly than maybe Andy might. Not saying that Andy Reid has lost his edge, but I think Andy Reid is trying to do too much where he could trust others to help him out to get the ultimate goal achieved.
Yeah, then that's the biggest question. Will he allow that to happen? Because there are people that see the game differently. Hell, it doesn't matter if you're on the same coaching staff as Andy Reid, or even if you're Patrick Mahomes. Everybody interprets things and sees things differently. And there may be something that's happening on the field that I don't see. And Dusty's like, oh my God, did you see that? I'm like, no, I didn't. And then you go back and look at it. You go, ooh, good job out of you. Way to go, man. Way to pick that up. That was something unique. Not everybody can see everything. But I do believe, like, as we've sat here now and we're all in the realization that this team is not going to the playoffs. I know there's still a couple of, again, diehards out there with their Mahomes rosary beads, you know, thinking that this team is going to the playoffs. Last night, the win by the Chargers, pretty much, that's all she wrote for the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, when you don't make it to the postseason, and everybody wants blame. And a lot of the times we don't want to blame the people that we should blame because we like those people, you know, like Patrick Mahomes at times, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and Andy Reid falls into that category for
Grandpa,
a lot of folks.
Dad.
Yeah, exactly. Grandpa and dad. But the more I was thinking about it yesterday, this season is 100% the fault of Andy Reid because he's the head coach. And when we sit here and give him praise for winning and all that stuff because he's the head coach, well, the flip side happens, then you get the blame when you're the head coach. And this whole season, for a number of different reasons, is all about Andy Reid's failure as a head football coach this year. Starts with the penalties. That's the number one thing. That's on the head coach, right? Imagine you're an employee. Spector told us not to do the library anymore. Didn't like it anymore. It was done. What if we came in and did the library and basically threw what our boss said in his face? There would be repercussions for that. That's Juwan Taylor committing penalty after penalty after penalty, but it's also on Andy Reid for never really doing anything about it, you know, never really benching him, never doing something that was a tangible punishment for hurting his team. And so if you're the guy at the office that gets away with everything all the time, what's your incentive to listen? You've got to discipline your guys. You've got to hold these guys accountable. Accountability was very lacking this year for Andy Reid. The play calling this year has been abysmal by Andy Reid. We have heard people use the term predictable when it comes to Andy Reid. That's NFL players are using that term. That's people on the field going against this team. That's their opponents. Everybody is looking at this as being a predictable play calling offense. That's why you get different eyeballs in there or allow the eyeballs that you have to have a say in seeing the game and you don't become predictable. Personnel. I wasn't really thinking much about personnel until I watched the game on Sunday. And I realized, boy, the personnel is on this team. Maybe Andy Reid is misjudging the personnel because he wants to play veterans as opposed to younger players. And that's not the way to do it. In order for this organization to move forward, we need to have some of these younger players playing. Noah Williams and Esa Pole played their asses off in that game against a very good Houston Texan team, right? A very good Houston Texan team. How many other guys is Andy not giving the opportunity to because maybe they're not older or they're not one of those veteran guys and you have talent that's stashed on the bench that should be out there playing because while they don't have the experience, they may be better at this point in their career than some of these veteran guys. Number four for me, what went wrong with Andy Reid this year? He says listen all the time in his press conference. Does he listen? I'm wondering, does he listen to his coaches? Does he listen to the people on his staff? Number five reason why I'm blaming Andy Reid, energy. How many times have we heard at halftime of games, we need to be have better energy, 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 energy.
Gosh.
You're the leader of the team. The energy level starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the direct impact of the head coach. Bring that energy to your team will have energy. And then finally, the whole thing has been stale from an offensive standpoint. They've not evolved. The league is caught up. And nobody thinks they're special anymore. And so those are six reasons that I look at and I go, this is why this season went wrong. And they all go back to the head football coach. He is the guy that sets the tone for everything in every organization. Andy Reid has to be better than he was this year, both on the field and off the field. And if he can improve and get back to where he was, then this team will be just fine. But to me, this whole season, in my opinion, is the direct result of those six things that I just mentioned that go back to the head football coach.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Burchard Smith, too. Why isn't he seeing
exactly. There's another guy, right? Yeah.
You go on the defense, too. There's just so many guys on this team where you're like, wait, what's
what
going on?
Jalen Royals.
Yeah, remember that guy, right? Where's that guy?
Didn't even get a chance.
Esa Pole.
Yeah, Wanya Morris, we've seen be...
For
2 years.
Seeing Esa Pole do what he did, I hate to be this guy and I hate to be hyperbolic Bob on this one, how many other guys are Esipoles on the roster that Andy isn't given an opportunity to?
Yep.
Like, didn't they draft the linebacker this past year?
Jeffrey Bassa, who I was another guy I was really excited about. Haven't seen him play besides special teams.
Is he still on the team?
Yes, I mean, he's like, here.
Why aren't we giving that guy an opportunity to play?
He was supposed to be good in coverage, right? Faster sideline to sideline guy.
And I know, and we hear it all the time, and I've said it myself, these coaches watch these guys in practice. They're putting the best players out there. Maybe they're not. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was wrong on that one.
Mm, yeah.
We'll see. I mean, when you have a down year, you got to go back and revisit the lab. Coming up on the other side, we revisit with Dayton Hughes, who will join us next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dayton Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Right, we're back on a Tuesday, which means Dayton Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Dayton, how are you today, man? It's we're not familiar with this in the last almost decade of this feeling in Kansas City.
Yeah, man, rough morning. We had one job. The Eagles had one job to do last night. It would have helped us out tremendously, and couldn't get it done. But we dug the hole ourselves, man, and, you know, it's unfortunate. Normally, we're leaning on other teams to win or lose so that we, at this point of the season, are moving on up or staying in the top slot, and that's not the case now. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is, and you're right. We kind of created this mess for ourselves, not what others did or, you know, anything like that. And I'm going to kind of throw a curveball at you. Could you hit a curveball when you played baseball?
Yes, sir, or fouled it off, wait for a fastball.
Okay, all right, so you understand how to handle a curveball. I said earlier, and I'm not asking you to agree or disagree, but I want your opinion from a wide receiver. I say it's time to fire the wide receiver coach, Connor Embry. I have not seen anything out of this position worthwhile in a couple of years. It seems like regression is happening. They're inconsistent, dropping balls, not getting open. What should be done with that position that you used to play?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to endorse firing Connor Embry, because it's not like the wide receivers aren't getting opportunities or not getting open. And you cannot, and I said this last week, I even said it during the broadcast as well, the players have to play and go make plays. Like, and it's not on, you know, we've seen some of the crazy takes this week of fire Andy Reid and all that nonsense, and it's crazy how quickly people jump off the boat. And then to consider, just after going three straight Super Bowls, all of a sudden nobody knows how to coach and nobody knows, you know what I mean? I think that's kind of extreme thoughts, but the fact remains is that we do need better at the wide receiver position. And one thing I would like to see, I think we have good complementary parts, but when you look across the landscape of the NFL, even last week, and then you look at Denver Broncos, and maybe we need to take a page out of the book of what teams used to do when facing us during that amazing stretch of nine straight AFC West championships, is they used to draft or acquire talent specifically to go against us, right? That's all you saw throughout, especially throughout the AFC West, but even throughout the AFC Conference, teams drafting and getting talent because they knew they had to face us. Well, from the wide receiver position, like, we're one of the few wide receiver cores that don't have 6'3", 6'4" wide receivers. And when you look at Nico Collins and you see what the Denver Broncos wide receiving core are, and you go through the landscape of the NFL, there are guys that create automatic mismatches one-on-one. Heck, we had to deal with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens on Thanksgiving. Bigger receivers that make it tough for smaller DBs to cover them for 60 plays a game. So with us, Xavier Worthy is a smaller guy. Rashee Rice, a little bit bigger, but not the tall tree-style receiver that you see around the NFL that winds up winning on the outside. So maybe adjustment in the acquisition of talent as far as sizable receivers is one thing I would say we would need to add. And then guys just got to do their job, Bob. Catching the ball has nothing to do with your receiver coach. I guess that's my point.
Yeah, and the reason I say that is because when you get into a season like this, there is going to be a fall guy, right? There always is, you know, in these type of situations. And I just watched that wide receiver position, and the hype is so much more than the actual result, you know?
Yeah, I understand. And let's say, you know what? After three straight Super Bowl runs, it's tough to, I should say, after two straight Super Bowl runs, and winning two and then losing the third, it's tough to go into that locker room or go into the organization and say, you know what? We need to overhaul certain positions because you've won. Like, you know how difficult, some people think, okay, it's tough to go from 2-15 or 3-14 to a viable team. I'm not sure that's tougher than staying at top of the league and being that. I got an argument with one of my best friends yesterday going back and forth about coach of the years and what's tougher, being a team that's 7-10 and then turning it into 11-6, or being a team that is 12-5, winning the Super Bowl and then turning around and being 15-2 and going to another Super Bowl. I think it's tougher to stay atop of the league because for many reasons. You're getting the tougher schedule, and then you're having to make personnel decisions based on what you might think could be better, even though you've been the best. And that's kind of where we are now. And maybe this season is that opportunity to press the reset button and say, you know what? We made another run. We thought we had the personnel to do it just like we did it in the last 3 years. That's not the case. So now you can kind of make those changes that might be necessary to get back to the top.
Danan, you talk about hitting the reset button, and something that I've kind of talked about, and I wanted to be evidently clear that I don't think Andy should lose his job. I'm not one of those people that have jumped off the boat. I'm still in the C deck of this ship. But do you think with the reset and the realization that maybe teams like you have said who have drafted have maybe caught up to you, that it is time for Andy Reid to kind of maybe trust more of what he has on the sidelines, and I mean by other voices, and maybe not think that he has to take the full load of everything that we always hear, that Andy Reid controls everything?
No, I don't think so, and here's why, Dusty. These guys meet so much. And there's so much that goes into a game plan that, and the conversations that happen on the headsets throughout the game. Like, we're privy to being in the radio booth, and most games right next to our booth are usually the coaches' booths. Now, we can't hear what's going on, and obviously we're all watching the game, so we don't see it pretty often. But I can tell you that there is constant communication that's happening from the booth down to the sideline. There's constant communication in meetings. They're up at that stadium on certain nights, usually until midnight. Leading into the Dallas Cowboys game with the short week after playing on that Sunday against the Colts, there were coaches that slept in the office, right? So to say that Andy's not getting any kind of influence from other coaches or there's not that kind of communication, there is constant communication. Now, how much he's listening to those guys, no one knows. But I can tell you that there's definitely input that goes on a daily basis and then from play to play on the sideline. I mean, let's face it, Andy Reid is an offensive genius. He's not involved so much on the defensive side. Spags is on the sideline. So you have not only a head coach that's handling the head coaching duties, but he's got one aspect of the game that he's really not even involved in. So he can pour more into communication with his other coaches and the assistants and Matt Nagy while the defense is on the field for the most part. So I just don't agree with that idea. Maybe, like, what we've seen during bye weeks and, you know, you do the self-scouting, maybe there will be kind of a reckoning that'll happen during the offseason where they say, you know what, this didn't work last year. Maybe it'll be something that Brett Veach and Clark Hunt will get involved in and help maybe shoulder some of that load or move it around a little bit. But I just don't, I mean, I feel like this is just a bad season, guys. Like, mm-hmm. we won 12 close games last year, and we lost 6 of those this year. Mm-hmm. Like, and to think that an overhaul is necessary and we need to start relieving guys of certain duties, I just don't know that that's true.
Let me ask you this, though. When you look at a guy like Esipole, who played marvelous the other night, and you look at a guy like Noel Williams, who was great the other night, why aren't those guys having more of an impact on the team, and how many other guys maybe aren't getting that opportunity where they should be and maybe Andy's missing? Because I'll be honest with you, having Esipole not play before the other night is malpractice. Having Noel Williams not play as much as he did the other night is ridiculous. Breshard Smith not getting in the game at all is nuts to me. Like, how many of these guys are on the roster that Andy maybe just not given opportunity to?
Yeah, I'm going to say I've been baffled about the Noel Williams situation, because prior to the bye week, he was playing an adequate amount. When we moved Trent McDuffie inside to play that nickel position, Noel Williams was rotated outside, and then we went to the bye, and all of a sudden Christian Fulton was out there for the most part. They even went to the extent of deactivating Joshua Williams, who's been a solid corner for us and special teams player. So there was a time where they were seemed to be a little bit more high on Noel Williams. And then all of a sudden, I don't know if this was a product of the self-scouting, but then there was a decision to kind of put him on the shelf and just allow him to be a part of the special teams. I never understood that. As far as Esipole, I'm not going to go as far to believe he's like, you know, the next coming of John Ault or Willie Rofe, because the one thing I do know is that when you have no film on you, that can be a benefit for you. Like, guys haven't been able to figure you out, and now you're thrown into the game during a game. And I think what we think as just a general fan is that a guy that's down on the depth chart is significantly worse than what we have at the top of the depth chart. And then when you get thrown onto the field and everything is going full speed and you step up to the challenge, the defensive guys, they haven't studied you. It's kind of like that new pitcher. How many times in Major League Baseball do we see a guy get called up and he's carrying a no-hitter into the seventh inning? Like, it's just because you haven't seen anything about them to be able to counter with your game plan. So I give him credit, and I think he did an outstanding job, especially against those two bookends at the defensive end position. But let's, you know, hold out just a little bit just to see what he's going to be able to do going forward, because maybe we have a diamond in the rough. Who knows? Maybe we have a guy like when we drafted Trey Smith and we didn't know he was going to be an all-pro guy because we drafted him so late because of the health concerns out of college, and we struck gold. Maybe that'll be the case with Esipole, but I'm going to say the jury's still going to hold out just a little bit.
Dana, you talk about how this season's been, you know, just a bad season, as you'd said earlier. If you could, what would you change, number one, going into next season?
We definitely need to make some adjustments at the defensive line position. We need more potency from that defensive line position. We got to figure out a way that we can get pressure with four guys. For whatever reason, I give Spags credit for being creative with our blitz packages. And, you know, we've had Brian Cook, Shamari Connor, Trent McDuffie, Jalen Watson. We've had everybody on the defensive backfield be a part of blitz packages, which is pretty uncommon across the landscape of the NFL. But if we have to lean on that and to be successful, I don't think that's sustainable. And I think that's something that we learned from this year with all of the third and extra long conversions for opponents on offense. A product of that is in third and extra long, your four guys, what they do know is that the team is going to pass. So that's an opportunity where Charles Omenihu, Chris Jones, Mike Pinnell, Derek Nnadi, George Karlaftis should be able to pin their ears back and get to the quarterback. And our defense has done a good enough job to force teams to fail on first and second down so that they get to third and eight, third and 10. Last week we had third and 17, third and 12. And now in that situation, you should not have to blitz. We're watching, when I'm watching games last night and the Chargers dropping off in coverage, getting tip balls. That's how turnovers are made, because you get teams in predictable situations. You're able to use guys like Khalil Mack and get a Tart and other guys to get pressure in the face of quarterbacks with just four rushers. Therefore, there are seven guys back deep that can take away windows, snatch footballs, tip ball so other guys can get turnovers, and that's how you play winning football. And that's, we've been void of that. We haven't been in the right place at the right time when balls have been fumbled, and we definitely have not been able to take advantage of tipped passes or errant throws by quarterbacks, because we're always playing man-to-man coverage and guys have their backs to the quarterback and you just don't see it. So that's a long-winded answer to your question. But I think we need to upgrade in the defensive line position so we don't have to lean so heavily on the blitz.
Yeah, we need to get young there. We need to get young at linebacker. We need to get young across the board, you know, in a lot of these places. And that's why it's so frustrating, Danon, because it's every facet of the game that just has not been good at multiple times this season, from special teams to offense, the defense not being able to make the play. How frustrating has it been for you to see really – you know, disasters, if you will, for lack of a better term, in all three phases of this organization?
Yeah, it's crazy, because last year, and I heard this earlier this season, and it kind of made me kind of pay more attention throughout this season, that we're not better than we were last year. We're not worse than we were last year. We're actually the same as we were last year. And that kind of goes against everything that I learned as a player. When I was a player, all the coaches used to say, you're either getting better or you're worse. You're never the same. Every single day, every single rep, every single practice, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. Well, this year, this team is pretty much the same exact team as last year, minus two plays. Whether it's a block kick, whether it's a big play from a wide receiver, a stretch the field Xavier Worthy play, a Travis Kelce key first down. Like, we're just two plays different than last year's team, and we're not better and we're not worse. The record is worse, but we're not worse. And I think because we were winning football games, maybe some things were brushed under the rug. And we thought we could win the same type of way this year, and that's not the case. Teams have caught up to us, and whether you think they're not scared, I don't buy into that narrative of people not fearing the Chiefs anymore. People fear Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's garnered enough of that throughout his career that you are definitely nervous when he has the ball in the fourth quarter and it's a one-score game. They may not be nervous about the other guys around them, and that's got to be something that has to be addressed.
You think Travis comes back next year?
Man, here's what I saw. I watched, and this was the national anthem. And I know that the national anthem is an emotional time for players. Like, I remember being on the sideline, and we've seen the clips of Chris Jones and tears coming down his eyes and other players. Like, that's like the culmination of emotion. You've built up during pregame workouts. You've built up walking into the stadium, stretching in the locker room, getting your mind right with your music in the locker room, going through your routine of getting taped and stretched and loosening up. And then you come out, the fans are in the stadium, the crowd is loud, you go through your warm-ups, and then the announcements are made, the fire is shooting up, and you go through all of that, and you get to the height of your emotions where it can bring you to tears, it can have you like almost falling over onto your knees, and you're ready to go and just like snatch the jugular out of the other team. This week was the first time I watched him and I saw his face. They showed it on the Jumbotron, and then I used my binoculars from the booth and I looked at his face and I was like, he looks different. And it made me automatically think that when you're starting to think that these are the last times, he was looking around the stadium just a bit. And I was like, man, is he taking it all in now? Is he looking at this stadium like, I only got a couple more times after this to enjoy this? Mm-hmm. It kind of gave me that vibe that he was looking around in a different way. That makes me, if I had a gun to my head, made me feel like maybe he's looking at things as this is the end and these are the last three times that I'll be in front of these fans at Arrowhead Stadium. So if that answers your question,
no, for sure.
I think it's the first time that I feel like I thought that he was looking that way.
Let me ask you this, though. You played, we didn't, you know, obviously. For Travis, there's like, I don't want to go out this way, but there's also the other side. That's why you take that time away, right, after you're done, mm-hmm. to kind of think about it. Because, you know, I think right now you don't want to go out this way, but also I think it's better, and hear me out on this one. We'll talk more about it as the day goes along, but I think it's better for the team for Travis to go away so Patrick can start to develop different relationships.
I don't know. I think that relationship,
I mean, on-field relationship is what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I think that relationship on the field has been probably the most special wide receiver quarterback or quarterback tight end relationship that I've seen. And because it's not based on game plan. It's not been based on the route tree. It's not been based on anything but two guys that are in sync on the same page. There's a lot of times where I'm watching and I know the concepts. I may not know the verbiage of the plays. I'm not in the locker room or in the meeting room or part of game planning or anything like that. I'm just a color analyst in the booth calling the action. But there's obviously knowledge of what is done and how things are done. And when you see this wide receiver run this route, you know this tight end is supposed to run this route. And they don't. Like Patrick and he are on so much in sync and on the same page that oftentimes Travis is doing his own thing and the only two people on the field that know it is he and Patrick. And I just don't know if that's, you know, moving away from that is helpful. I mean, at some point, because there's such a age difference, they're going to have to make a change and there's going to be a new tight end that's going to be on the field. I don't know if I'm saying it's ready right now. Like, to go out and to know that he had built himself up and, you know, got healthy and started eating better and in his best shape of his life, to come back and bounce back from the Super Bowl embarrassment in New Orleans last year because he didn't want to go out that way, and then to see this year where what Patrick has three of his interceptions based on balls that are just went right off the hands of Travis Kelce. Like, does that make you feel any better? Is that, I guess the question for him would be, does that help you make your decision of finality on your career because of how this season unfolds? Or do you feel something similar that you felt after New Orleans where you didn't want to go out on that bad note? I think that's a decision kind of in line with what you're saying, Bob, that he's going to have to take some time to deal with.
Dana, we appreciate the time, man. Continue doing the work that you do. That's wonderful and awesome. And we'll have you tuned in on Sunday.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Yes, sir. Dana Hughes brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Coming up next, Mac Morey takes away with one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on a Tuesday morning. It is 7:40-ish, so it's time to let Mac Morey take over with one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Sex.
Woo. We could do a couple of different ones, couldn't we?
Can I just vent for just one quick second? Yes, I want to ask you guys on one word on this tweet. Jeremy Fowler tweets at 11 minutes ago. The Phillip Rivers workout with the Colts took place Monday night. Per a source, threw the ball. Well, we'll see what's next. 1 minute after that, Adam Schefter quote tweets it and says, workout already happened, talks ongoing. Schefter literally adds nothing to the conversation. Instead of just hitting the retweet, he's got to quote tweet. One word on Adam Schefter trying to steal the spotlight all the time.
Oh, Mac, you want to go ahead?
Idiot.
I don't know.
Chode.
There we go.
I don't know why that stuff bothers me.
No, it's Chode. Frustrating.
It and like it shouldn't, and then I get the anxiety and I get built up, and then I've got to take myself to a happy place and think about other things. Yes. But I let these stupid moves from Adam Schefter on X like affect my day.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. This guy, come on.
Geek.
This guy once talked about tweeting during having sex.
Yeah, right.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's start. One word. Last night, football game happened. It went to overtime. The Chargers won. And, of course,
it's today.
We heard from him after the game. He had some good stuff to say. This is how important the win was to him.
Oh, there have been a lot of teams. This is definitely, maybe the best. Best feeling. Just a wonderful, wonderful feeling of winning and thrill of victory. It's certainly in the discussion. I put in the discussion the birth of my seven children, my marriage, in the conversation.
He's being facetious, right? And I will say that, facetious, because if you just read those comments, you're like, oh, my God. And then you hear him, he's kind of laughing about it, kind of saying it was a win in the NFL. It's not like it's up there with the birth of my seven children. But I will say facetious is the word that I will use with Harbaugh on that one.
Yeah, sarcastic, which is something I didn't know if he could do, but whatever. I mean, he also said that he had a dream about Justin Herbert, and there was a white light and all this sort of stuff. So, dude's just weird. Maybe that's the word.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, weirdo for sure. Another weirdo. Coach, quarterback. Now, this is a current quarterback, Fernando Mendoza. We heard his post-game interviews. Didn't get to play him yesterday, but he was on Pat McAfee. He got hit pretty hard in that game against Ohio State. He came back in. This was him talking about on Pat McAfee, talking about taking that hit and get back on the field.
It was a clean hit. Curry's a great player. I'm all for playing football, playing rough and dirty. Like, here we go. Let's get the pads going. Like, I know the NFL is going more towards the offensive game. However, as a quarterback and as a competitor, I'm all for competing, and that was a great shot, great hit. He cracked me. Bad. Like, no pause. It was tough. At that point, I didn't even see him, and all of a sudden, it's like I got hit by a freight train with no brakes. I'm on the floor. I'm like, damn, did I break a rib or something? And then I just realized my air just had gotten knocked out. My chest is in pain a little bit, but I was always going to go back in the game. It was great to see Alberto in there for a play, doing his thing, operating the huddle. But no matter what, I would literally need to be dead, like Jeff Brom, to pull me off.
Brom, how in the world are you starting this game tonight after taking that hit just 6 days ago?
Let me answer that question by asking you two questions. One, is this or is this not the XFL? Yes, it is. Two, do I or do I not currently have a pulse? Yes, I do. Let's play football.
My one word for that, pure, because that's what that kid is. After hearing him after that game and how genuinely excited he was, kind of sound a little nerdy and all that kind of stuff, but that's pure. Don't change who you are, man. Like, I loved it. It was great.
Oh, congratulations. Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coach.
coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Let's go! I mean, it's just, you remind me of Mac a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
No, don't put that on Mac.
I like the guy. So
yeah, it's pure. Yeah, it's just pure. Genuine, yeah. I like
word,
it.
Word, Heisman.
Yeah, no question.
Seriously. Yeah. That feels like.
How do you not give it to him?
Foregone conclusion at this point, a little bit.
I mean, just saying didn't perform well out there on Saturday.
I just can't get behind a man that's got a voice like that as a Heisman Trophy winner.
It's crazy, you know, right?
More power to you, Mendoza. Congrats. You're the Heisman Trophy winner.
If he ends up as a Jet or a Raider, I feel bad.
Yeah, don't do that. Ugh.
His next interview will be like, man, it's just really tough with you.
Exactly.
This sucks. This blows. Oh, you went to the Jets, didn't you?
Oh, they broke God. You. They broke you, didn't you?
All the praise to God. Oh, I'm a Jet. F you, man. This sucks. The Raiders? Ah! Like, that's a kid on the top of the world, and in like 3 months, he's going to be tasked with being the face of and the number one component of rebuilding some lame-ass franchise that can't get out of their own way.
That's exactly right.
If he goes to the Jets, they're hoping he's bringing gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Mendoza maybe do another franchise here coming up, but Indianapolis Colts looking for Phillip Rivers, older QB. One word on Phillip Rivers, 45 years old, has not played in the NFL since 2020. He worked out
2020.
Today, right? He worked out
yesterday.
Today. Yesterday.
Workout done. Talks have started, according to your boy, Shefty.
One word.
Anselmo is what I'm going to use. Because I've never seen an old person try to do stuff they're not capable of doing this side of Jerry Anselmo.
Hello, America.
So I'm going Anselmo. You haven't played in 5 years, and you have grandchildren, jeez, and you're a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. Sure, what the hell? I'll sign back up. If you ever want to know how difficult it is to be a father, ask Phillip Rivers. This man, after 5 years of being retired, is like, I've got enough of this. I got to go back to play football. Get me the hell out of this house.
Man. Yeah, Jerry.
No, it's too good.
Yeah, no, my one word would just be like ageless. If they really are, is the NFL. Like, we talk about sit out 1 year.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, if that's the case, hammer the over of Jonathan Taylor handoffs in the next Colts game.
God, I hope he.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Does get back there and play.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, man. That is one word there on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Bob's Bonehead Raw here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City Sports. Raw.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.